Hi, I'm Glenn Elliott, lead pastor at Pantano Christian Church. Welcome to our podcast. Jesus, the radical one, invites us into a radical life. Radical means living in the extreme, and Jesus calls us to extreme commitment that requires we be all in. We live in a way that's very different from the world. We're radical in our relationships as we obey Jesus. We're radical in how we view our life and resources. We follow him in places that move us beyond our comfort zone. In this series, we'll explore the radical nature of what it means to be all in following Jesus. I hope your heart's ready and open to the Spirit who will lead you to a radical place in Jesus. I want to introduce to you two of our good friends from Puerto Peñasco, Rocky Point, Mexico. This is Carlos Adame, who's the pastor of Centro Evangelístico Emmaus, translated, that's not too bad for that's a gringo, bien, huh? That translated is the Emmaus Evangelical Center. And this is Pat Rico, who is also going to be Carlos's translator. Been a missionary since 2005 in Rocky Point, and leads a ministry called Amor Rico Ministries. And these two guys have blessed us the last couple years as our teams have gone down to Rocky Point, as they've been able to share on the beach for our Sunday service. We build houses there, and there's a trip coming up in November, which we'll talk about later. But we're just honored to have these brothers come and share God's word with us this morning. Would you pray with me? Father God, speak through these two men. Speak to our hearts through your word, through their words. Touch us now, God. We invite your Holy Spirit to speak to us. Open our hearts to hear you well now in these moments. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome our two brothers.
Gracias. Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias. Morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Es un placer para mí,
it's
para
a pleasure for me and for us
estar con ustedes esta mañana,
to be here with you this morning
en su bonita iglesia,
in this beautiful church,
para traerles una palabra de nuestro corazón,
to be able to bring you a word
para
from
ustedes,
our heart for you guys.
Ya el pastor nos presentó.
As pastor, he presented us.
Gracias, pastor, por esta invitación.
Thank you, pastor, for
lo aprecio mucho.
I appreciate it very much.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Y esta mañana quiero llevarlos a abrir la palabra de Dios.
And this morning I want to invite you to open the Word of God.
En Juan, el Evangelio de Juan, capítulo 6.
To go to the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
Versículos 1 en adelante.
We're going to start with verse 1 and then move on.
Hasta el versículo 9.
All the way up to verse 9.
Lo leo todo, Patricio, y luego lo lees todo tú.
Mita y mita.
Mita y mita. Okay. Correcto. Dice la palabra de Dios, después de esto, Jesús fue al otro lado del mar de Galilea, el de Tiberias, y le seguía gran multitud, porque veían las señales que hacían los enfermos. Entonces subió Jesús a un monte y se sentó ahí con sus discípulos, y estaba cerca la Pascua, la fiesta de los judíos, cuando alzó Jesús los ojos y vio que había venido a él gran multitud, dijo a Felipe, ¿de dónde compraremos pan para que coman estos?
After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?"
Pero eso decía para probarle, porque él sabía lo que había de hacer. Felipe le respondió, 200 denarios de pan no bastarán para que cada uno de ellos coma un poco. Uno de ellos, de su discípulo Andrés, hermano de Simón Pedro, le dijo, aquí está un muchacho que tiene 5 panes de cebada y 2 pececillos, mas qué es esto para tantos?
But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. one of his disciples, Andrew Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?"
Gracias a Dios. Esta, ¿por qué no voltea con el que está a su lado y dele una sonrisa?
Why turn to the person sitting next
y dígale, qué bueno que estamos aquí esta mañana, ¿verdad?
Glad that you're here this morning.
Dios tiene una palabra buena para nosotros.
God has a word that is great for us.
Muy buena esta mañana.
He's got a very good word for us this morning.
Esta mañana yo quiero hablar. Esta mañana yo quiero hablar sobre la escuela de Andrés.
Over the teaching of Andrews.
El hecho de que este milagro de la multiplicación esté registrado en los 4 evangelios.
This is registered in all 4 of the gospels.
Los 4 evangelistas lo citaron.
The 4 evangelists, you know, they quoted it.
Significa que es muy importante.
This means it's
suma importancia. Y es la multiplicación de los panes y los peces.
And it's the multiplication of the loaves and the fish.
Después de que Jesús enseñó todo el día,
after Jesus taught all day,
la gente lo siguió a donde estaba él.
The people followed him to where he
todo
was
el día
at.
Lo siguió.
All day long they followed him.
La Biblia dice que eran como 5,000 hombres.
The Bible says there was 5,000 men.
Sin contar mujeres y niños.
That's not counting women or children.
Y considerando que las mujeres de antes,
and considering the women of those times,
tenían muchos hijos.
They had lots of children.
Pues éramos, ¿verdad? De 10 para arriba.
Sometimes 10 and above.
Eran como 20,000, tal vez más.
Maybe there's 20,000 or more.
Contando mujeres y niños.
The women and the children.
Y cuando Cristo los ve,
and when Christ sees
a esa gran multitud,
this great multitude,
tiene compasión de ellos.
He has compassion for them.
Y trae a sus discípulos.
He brings his disciples.
Y les dice, tengo compasión de la gente porque tiene hambre.
And he says, I have compassion for the people, they're hungry.
Ustedes denle de comer.
He says, give them something to eat.
Y uno de ellos dice, tengo una gran idea, Señor.
And one of them says, I got a great idea.
Okay, fabuloso. ¿Cuál es tu idea?
Okay, fabulous. Then what is your idea?
Despídelos.
Just dismiss them all.
Wow.
Wow.
It's wonderful. Es maravillosa idea.
It's a wonderful idea.
Oh, qué bárbaro, qué bueno.
Wow.
Y otro dice,
how good that is. The other
otra
one
idea
says,
mejor.
I got a better idea. ¿Cuál?
Que cada uno compre su comida.
Each one of them buys their
mientras se va. Y Jesús, mientras se van, cada quien compre su comida.
Leaving,
oh, maravillosa idea.
Idea.
Pero esa no fue mi petición, Jesús dice.
My request,
mi petición
says.
Es, denle ustedes de comer. Entonces ellos
food.
Empiezan a pensar y van con el tesorero. Le dice, a ver, tesorero, ¿cuánto tenemos en caja?
Dice,
bueno, únicamente tenemos 200 denarios.
$200
equivalía,
you know, that was
a 8 meses de trabajo de un obrero normal.
Of a normal labor.
Y con este dinero es imposible darle de comer.
And with that money, it's impossible
a tanta gente, Señor.
So many people.
Maestro,
my teacher,
no podremos darle de comer.
Master, we cannot
con 200 denarios
food with 200 denarii.
Podemos comer nosotros
with 200 denarii, we can
los 12 y tú, Jesús.
Us 12 and you, Jesus.
Pero no 20,000.
But not the 20,000.
Con 200 denarios
with 200 denarii,
podemos ir al Golden Corral.
We can go eat a Golden Corral.
Al buffet.
Go to the buffet.
Para nosotros nada más.
No, just for us.
Pero no para toda la
but
gente.
For everybody.
Humanamente,
humanly,
era imposible darle de comer a tanta gente.
It was impossible to feed so many people.
Pero Jesús quería probar,
but Jesus wanted to test them.
El corazón de los discípulos.
Test the heart of the disciples.
Jesús quería saber,
Jesus wanted to
qué
know
había en su corazón.
What was in their heart.
Perfectamente sabía.
Perfectly he knew
que no podía alcanzar el dinero.
That the money wasn't good.
Pero él
enough
sabía también,
but he also knew
que para Dios no hay nada imposible.
That for God, nothing is impossible.
Que lo que es imposible para los hombres,
what's impossible for
es posible para Dios.
Is possible for God.
Dios tenía un plan en su corazón.
God had a plan in his heart.
Por eso yo le puse la escuela de Andrés.
That's why I, the name of this is the teaching of Andrew.
Porque dos hombres dan respuestas diferentes.
Because two men give different answers.
Esto fue un paso educativo.
This one a step of education.
En la fe de los discípulos.
In the faith of the disciples.
En el corazón de ellos.
In their hearts.
Felipe.
Philip
era un estadista.
Statistically.
Ajá, Felipe era un estadístico.
He did statistics.
Y rápido sacó su iPad.
You know, and he quickly got out his iPad.
Hizo cuentas.
And he started.
200 denarios, no.
200 denarios, no.
It's very impossible.
Es imposible.
No se puede.
Can't be done.
No.
No.
Jamás.
No.
Él sabía.
He knew.
Lo que no se podía hacer.
What could not be done.
Pero no sabía.
But he didn't know.
Lo que sí se podía hacer.
What could be
done. La escuela de Felipe.
The teaching of Philip.
Siempre te va a decir no se puede.
He's always going to say to you, you
es imposible.
It's impossible.
No, ni soñarlo.
Can't even dream of it.
Ni pensarlo.
Don't even think of it.
Si tú lo haces, fracasas.
If you do it, you're going to fail.
Pero la escuela de Andrés.
But the teaching of Andrew.
Era diferente.
It was different.
Andrés.
Andrew.
Era un optimista.
He was optimist.
Ingenioso.
He was creative.
Dijo, no, no, si 200 denarios no alcanza. Y fue. Y buscó un niño. Y dijo, yo vi un niño.
He said, I saw a lamb.
Que traía 5 panes de cebada.
He had 5.
Los panes eran chiquitos, los peces también chiquitos.
The fish.
Y fue con el niño y le dijo, anda, tú me das tus panes y tus peces.
He says, will you give me your bread and your fish?
Y dijo el niño, Ahora, ya, quítele usted una paleta a un niño.
Take candy from a kid.
¿Me das tu paleta, niño?
Will you give me your candy? No.
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 Te doy una chupada si quieres.
I'll let you have a lick, though.
No, mi paleta.
You can't have the whole sucker.
Es mi paleta.
This is my sucker.
Pero Andrés.
But Andrew.
Buscó la manera.
He found the way.
De decir, Jesús.
To say.
Necesita esto que tú
Jesus
tienes.
Needs what you have.
Su mamá le echó lonche para el día.
His mother had packed his lunch for the day.
Pero Jesús necesita esto que tú tienes, niño.
But Jesus needs this what you have, my lad.
Y Andrés como un optimista ingenioso.
And Andrew as an optimist that he was.
Logró convencer a un niño.
He succeeded in convincing.
Imagine usted.
Imagine.
Convencer a un niño.
To convince a child.
De decirle, dame tu lonche.
Say, give me your lunch.
Era optimista.
He was optimistic about
y
it.
Ahora imagine la escena conmigo.
Now imagine this scenery with me.
20,000 personas.
20,000 people.
Con hambre.
Hungry.
Y de repente llega Andrés.
And all of a sudden Andrew comes up.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Aquí traigo.
Here I got it.
5 panes y 2 peces.
5 loaves and 2 fish.
Wow.
Wow.
A lo mejor Pedro dijo.
Maybe Peter said.
Déjate de cosas, Andrés.
You need to stop.
Esto no es un juego.
This is a game.
Pero Andrés sabía.
But Andrew knew.
Que trayendo lo poco.
That bringing the little.
A las manos de Dios.
To the hands of God.
Dios puede hacer algo grande y poderoso.
Something good and big and powerful.
Porque lo poco.
Because with the little bit.
En las manos de Dios.
That are in the hands of God.
Es multiplicado grandemente.
Multiplied greatly.
Y yo quiero entender.
And I want to understand.
Que Felipe.
That Philip.
Conocía a su Dios.
He knew his God.
Conocía a Jesús.
He knew Jesus.
Y esta es la escuela de Andrés.
And here, the teaching of Andrew,
la escuela de Andrés te dice,
the teaching of Andrew says
lo pequeño llega lejos.
That the small things go a long way.
Jesús toma los panes.
Jesus takes the loaves
y los peces.
And the fish.
Y agradece a Dios.
And he turns them up to God.
Recuesta a toda la gente.
And he requests everybody.
Y empieza a darle a la gente.
And he begins to give everybody.
Y los panes y los peces
and fish and,
se multiplican
and they begin to multiply.
Y todos comen.
And everybody eats.
Yo recuerdo,
I recall,
en una velada de oración
we were doing a prayer vigil,
que hicimos los pastores en la ciudad de Puerto Peñasco.
There in Puerto Peñasco, the pastor sponsored a prayer vigil.
Éramos como 500 personas.
There was about 500 of us or so.
Dijimos, hagamos una cena.
And we said, well, we're going to do a dinner.
Era toda la noche la oración.
It was an all-night prayer.
A las 4 de la mañana dijimos.
At 4 a.m. we said.
Cenamos.
We'll eat dinner.
¿Cuánta comida hacemos?
How much food do we need to make?
Y dijimos, bueno, no toda la gente se queda hasta las 4 de la mañana.
And we said, well, okay, not everybody's going to stay till 4 a.m.
Todos se van a ir a las 11 a su casita.
They're all going to leave like at 11 o'clock.
No todos van a orar toda la noche.
They're not all going to last all night long.
Hagamos comida para 200.
We'll make food for 200.
Y hicimos menudo.
We made menudo.
Tamales.
Tamales.
Taquitos.
Some tacos.
Sopes.
We made sopes.
Comida mexicana, sí.
It's Mexican food.
Pa para 200 personas.
For 200 people.
Pero en la velada de oración,
but during the vigil prayer,
bajó la presencia de Dios.
The presence of God came down.
Y la gente no se quería ir.
The people didn't want to leave.
Éramos 500.
There was 500 of us.
Y llegó las 10 de la noche.
It became 10 at night.
Llegó las 11.
11.
Llegó las 12.
12.
Y yo decía,
and I would say,
por favor que se vayan.
Please, you guys need to leave.
No hay comida para todos.
There's not enough food for everyone.
Es imposible.
It's impossible.
No eran los planes.
That's not the plans.
Se fueron 100.
You know, about 100 of them went home.
Pero quedaron 400.
But there's 400 that are still there.
De manera que a las 4 de la mañana,
so at 4 a.m.,
que era la hora de cenar,
it's time to eat,
había 400 personas.
There's 400 people.
Y solo había comida para 200.
They had enough food for 200.
Y nos juntamos los pastores y dijimos, ¿y ahora qué hacemos?
Pastors, we got together and we said, well, what do we do now?
No podemos correr a 200.
We can't run 200 of them off.
Nos da vergüenza.
That's embarrassing.
Hagamos una oración.
Let's pray.
Señor,
Lord,
por favor bendice los alimentos.
Please bless this food.
Y multiplícalos.
And multiply it.
Que todos comamos.
That all of us shall eat.
Amén.
Amen.
Y formamos a la gente.
And we got the people, and they like
ahora sí, vamos a cenar todos juntos.
Okay, let's all eat together.
En la madrugada.
You know, late in the morning.
Y cada quien llevaba su plato.
And each one of them had his plate.
Y se le daba su menudo.
We gave him his menudo.
Y se le daba su tamal.
We gave him his tamale.
Y se le daba su menudo.
And we gave him some menudo.
Y se le daba un sope.
And we gave him a sope.
Y menudo.
And menudo.
Y un taco.
And a taco.
Y cuando menos pensamos, los 400 alcanzaron. No sabemos cómo Dios le hizo, pero Dios multiplicó los alimentos y todos comimos. Esos son los milagros que hace Dios. Y le digo algo, y sobró poquito, y no faltó alguien que dijera,
didn't lack for someone,
hermano, me lo puedo llevar a mi casa.
Brother, can I take it home?
Oh, sí, adelante.
Yeah, go ahead, you can.
No es problem.
No problema.
Oh, entonces, la universidad, la escuela de Andrés,
so, university, the teaching of Andrew,
no es pasiva.
It's not passive.
Es activa.
It's active.
Buscando
looking for
lo que se puede hacer.
For what can be done.
La universidad de Andrés,
the university, the
nos ayudará.
Will help us
a dar pasos increíbles de fe.
To take that unbelievable step.
Imagine
of faith.
Usted,
imagine yourself,
que el temor,
the fear,
nos paraliza.
That paralyzes us.
Nos paraliza.
It paralyzes us.
Una mujer,
a woman,
tenía temor.
She was fearful.
Y siempre decía,
and she used to always say,
es amor, le decía a su esposo,
and she'd say to her husband, my love,
anda un ladrón abajo la casa.
There's a thief down there.
Y el hombre bajaba con un bat de béisbol.
And the man came down with the baseball.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
¿Verdad? O sea, no, no hay nadie.
No one down there.
Ok, y a la semana que entra,
next
la mujer tenía temor, anda un ladrón.
The woman fearful again says, there's a thief down there.
Y bajaba, no hay nadie.
And you'd go down and
semana
no
tras
there.
Semana,
week after week,
año tras año,
year after
siempre
year.
Bajaba a ver si había un ladrón y no había nadie.
The husband would always go down looking for the thief and find no.
Pero un día bajó,
but one day he
y sí estaba
there.
Un ladrón.
And there's a thief down there.
Le dijo, dame tu dinero, no digas nada.
And he said, give me your money. And don't say nothing.
Y le dio el dinero, le dio unas joyas.
He gave him the money, gave him
y le dijo
money.
El ladrón, ya me voy.
And the thief said, okay, I'm leaving.
Y le dijo el Señor, no se vaya.
And the Lord told, or the man said to him,
Señor ladrón,
leave.
No se vaya.
Thief, please don't leave.
¿Pero por qué?
But why?
Tiene que conocer a mi esposa.
I want you to get to meet my wife.
Tiene 30 años esperándolo.
She's got 30 years waiting for you.
Y usted no llega.
And you finally came.
Y ahora que ha venido.
And now that you arrived.
Y yo te digo algo, que el temor nos paraliza.
I say something to you, that the fear,
el temor no nos deja avanzar.
It doesn't let us stay advanced.
Imagínate cuando venía Jesús en el agua.
Imagine whenever Jesus was coming on the water.
Y venía un fantasma.
And there's a ghost.
Y dije, ¿tú quién es? Un fantasma.
Said, who is that? It's a ghost.
Y Jesús dijo, no, yo soy.
Jesus says, no, it's me.
Y Pedro dijo, si tú eres.
Peter says, if that's
haz
you,
que yo vaya al agua y camine.
Says, let me go and walk on the water.
Y Jesús le dijo, ven.
And Jesus said, come.
Pero hagamos un ensayo.
But we're gonna do it.
Digamos que yo soy Pedro.
And we're gonna act it out.
Y usted
either.
Es el agua y el temor.
The water, the fear.
Cuando Pedro quiere brincar, usted va a gritar, no.
When Peter wants to jump, you guys will scream, no.
¿Sí van a gritar?
You guys gonna scream?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, good.
Okay. Bueno.
un fantasma. Jesús dice, no, yo soy, no tengas miedo. Si eres tú, Señor, haz que yo vaya al agua. Y Jesús dice, ven. Y Pedro quiere ir al agua, pero cuando va al agua, dice Pedro, no, es cierto, me hundo. La ley de la gravedad dice que todo tiene que descender. Pero Pedro dice, oh, otro intento, yo voy al agua. Y cuando Pedro va al agua, dice la duda, oh my God, no puedo. Pero la tercera es la vencida. Si eres tú, Señor, haz que yo vaya al agua también. Y Jesús le dice, ven. Y Pedro dice, entonces yo voy. Y cuando Pedro va, la gente dice, pero Pedro vence el temor y brinca y empieza a caminar sobre las aguas. ¿Sabes algo? Al principio después se hunde.
At first he goes down,
pero tuvo una experiencia de caminar sobre las aguas. La escuela de Andrés te dice, no tienes que traer tanto.
You don't need to have them.
Trae lo que tienes.
Just bring the little that you have.
Trae tu corazón.
Bring your heart.
Allá afuera.
Out there.
En el mundo.
Out in the world.
Hay mucha gente necesitada.
There's a lot of people that are in
de una palabra.
Of a word.
De un apoyo.
Maybe some type of help.
De un consejo.
Maybe a counseling.
De algo que le demos.
There's something that we
can. La gente nos necesita.
The people need us.
Jesús sabía.
Jesus knew.
Que la gente lo seguía.
That the people followed him.
Porque Jesús algo les iba a dar.
Because Jesus was going to give
les daba
them
la palabra divina.
He gave them the divine word.
También les dio el pan físico.
He also gave them physical.
La gente de afuera.
The people that are outside.
Está esperando algo de nosotros.
They're waiting for something from us.
Siempre está esperando de nosotros.
They're always waiting for us.
Los cristianos.
The Christians.
Somos como los salvavidas.
We're like a life jacket.
En la alberca.
In a swimming pool.
O en la playa.
Or in the beach.
Nadie toma en cuenta salvavidas.
Nobody notices the lifeguard.
Andan nadando, se andan divirtiendo.
They're swimming, just having a good old time.
Pero cuando alguien se anda ahogando,
but whenever someone's drowning,
el salvavidas,
hey, lifeguard,
hey, rápido,
lifeguard, hurry up.
Y el cristiano es igual.
The Christian is the
same. La gente nos necesita.
The people need
allá
us
afuera
out there.
Y mientras no tengan un problema,
as long as they don't have
no
problem,
te buscan,
they don't look for
pero
you.
Tienen un problema,
they have a problem.
Y van a ir a ti,
and they're gonna come to
y van a decir,
and they're gonna say,
ve con los de Pantano,
go with the ones that
porque los de la iglesia de Pantano,
because the ones that
te van a ayudar,
they're gonna help,
te van
you
a bendecir.
They're gonna bless you.
Pablo tuvo una visión,
Paul had a vision,
y en la visión decía,
and the vision
que
said,
vio a un varón macedonio,
he saw a man,
que decía, pasa a Macedonia y ayuda.
It was through Macedonia, and he said, "Come through Macedonia and help us."
Y yo le digo que hay mucha gente que dice,
and I say, "There's a lot of people."
Pasa a mi casa y ayúdanos.
Come to my house and help.
Pasa a México y ayúdanos.
Come to Mexico and help.
Vence el temor. Yo estoy contigo. Yo te voy a ayudar.
I am going to help you.
Solo trae lo poco.
Just bring the little bit.
Esta historia.
This story.
Me encanta.
I love it.
Porque no trajo Pedro. No trajo Andrés.
Didn't bring Peter, didn't bring Andrew.
Lo mucho que tenía.
The lot that they had.
Trajo lo que tenía.
They brought what he had.
Lo que él podía hacer.
What he could do.
Algo podemos hacer nosotros, por pequeño que sea.
We could do with the little bit that it might be.
Cuando me dijeron a mí, tú vas a ser ministro.
When they said to me, you're going to be a pastor.
Yo le dije, yo no, porque yo soy como Moisés.
I said, no, because I'm like Moses.
No sé hablar bien.
I can't speak well.
Hablo rápido.
I speak too fast.
La gente no me entendía.
The people didn't understand me.
¿Qué dices?
What do you say?
¿Qué no entiendes?
Don't you understand?
Yo me molestaba.
I used to get bothered.
Pero yo dije,
but I said,
voy a aprender a hablar.
I'm going to learn to talk.
Y me puse un lápiz en la boca.
I took a pencil and I put a pencil in my mouth.
Y puse un lápiz. Para aprender a hablar.
So that I could learn to talk.
Cuando yo graduó del seminario.
When I graduated from seminary.
Yo no tenía dinero.
I didn't have money.
En el seminario donde yo estudié.
The seminary where I studied.
Comíamos papa en polvo. Todos los días. Comíamos papa. Potato.
Ah, they ate, pero en polvo.
En polvo.
They ate mashed potatoes. It was the powdered mashed potatoes.
Huevos en polvo.
And the powdered scrambled eggs.
Leche en polvo.
Powdered milk.
Salíamos empolvados todos los
and
días.
We were powdered all day long.
Wow. Pero felices.
But we were happy.
Entonces yo dije, yo no sé hablar bien.
I said, well, I don't know how to speak well.
No tengo dinero.
I don't have money.
No soy el más talentoso.
I'm not the most talented.
No soy el más elocuente.
I'm not the most eloquent.
No sé cantar.
I don't know how to sing.
Pero te presento lo que tengo, Señor.
But I present to you, Lord, what I have.
Lo único que te puedo presentar es mi corazón.
Is my heart.
Si tú puedes hacer algo con él,
if you can do something with that,
si crees que yo en algo te puedo servir,
if you believe that I can serve,
anda, toma
anything,
mi corazón.
Take my heart.
Anda, ayúdame.
And help me.
Anda, utilízame.
Use me, utilize me.
Y Dios no vio mi talento.
God didn't see my talent.
No vio mi capacidad intelectual.
He didn't see what I was capable of.
Dios vio mi disposición para servirle.
My position to serve him.
En ocasiones queremos servirle.
In occasions,
traer a cosas grandes.
We want to bring him big things.
Pero Dios dice lo que tú tienes.
But God says what you have.
Tráelo aquí.
Bring it here.
Y lo pequeño y lo poco que tú traigas,
and the little bit, the small,
será multiplicado.
Shall be multiplied.
Tal vez tú digas,
maybe you say,
no tengo talento para servir al
I
Señor.
Don't have a talent to serve the Lord.
No sé hablar en público.
I don't know how to speak in public.
No tengo dinero.
I don't have money.
Para ser misionero.
To be a missionary.
No sé cantar bien.
I don't know how to sing good.
Tengo tantos problemas.
I get so many problems.
Pero yo te digo,
but I say to you,
que lo que tú pongas en las manos de Dios,
whatever you put in the hands of the Lord,
será suficiente,
shall be sufficient,
para que Dios lo multiplique,
so that God can multiply,
y lo haga grande.
And he can make it big.
En ocasiones,
in occasions,
no se requieren pocos que hagan mucho,
it's not that it takes a lot to
sino
do
muchos,
a little to do a lot,
muchos que hagan poco,
but it's a lot to do
no
a little.
Pocos que den mucho,
it's not that a little bit, give a
sino
lot,
muchos que den poco, y con eso se podrá hacer algo grande para la gloria de Dios. Yo les agradezco por ir a México a construir esperanza en nuestro país. Cuando yo voy en mi automóvil y yo veo que sin preguntar, sin pedir permiso, niños se suben, niños de 8 años,
little kids, 8 years old,
se suben a limpiar mis vidrios,
they jump on my car and they start washing my
arriesgando
windows,
su vida, arriesgando su vida,
risking their lives,
en la carretera,
out on the main streets,
por un pedazo de pan,
for a piece of
para
bread,
comer,
so that they can eat.
Y yo le digo a mi iglesia,
and I say to my church,
algo debemos hacer por esta gente,
there's something that we should do for these,
debemos
people,
amarla, no tenemos mucho,
we should love them, we don't,
pero
have
lo poco
lot,
que tengamos,
but the little bit that we
pongámoslo
have,
en la mano de Dios,
we need to put it in the hands of
y
God,
Dios lo va a bendecir.
God will bless it.
A mí me pasó algo hace como un mes y medio.
Something happened to me about,
si puede poner música ahora sí, ¿verdad? Algo sencillo. Gracias.
Thank you.
Entonces queremos construir un templecito a otra, un templo a otra parte de la ciudad.
We're working on building another small church on the other end.
Y yo
of
con
town,
mucho sacrificio,
with a lot of sacrifice,
compré mi carro.
I bought my car.
Un Dodge Ram negro.
I had a black,
de cuatro
Dodge
puertas.
Ram, four doors.
Y le puse llantas nuevas. Dios me ayudó.
And I put some brand new tires. God,
y le dije a Dios, Dios, quiero hacer ese templo. Necesitamos.
I said, God, I want to build this temple.
Pero no tenemos,
really
no tenemos para empezar.
We don't have to start this temple.
Y Dios me dijo,
and God said to him,
da tu carro.
Give your car.
Ay, dije, ¿por qué no se lo pides al hermano de lado?
I said, well, why don't you ask the other brother for his car?
¿Por qué a mí?
Why you ask me?
Si yo apenas lo compré con mucho sacrificio.
I just bought this truck with a lot of sacrifice.
Pero si quieres hacer algo, dalo, dónalo.
But if you want to do something, donate it.
Y yo dije, no puedo pelear contigo, Dios.
I said, I can't wrestle with
y fui y lo puse a venta.
I went and I put it
y lo se vendió.
And it sold.
Y cuando me dieron el dinero,
when they gave me the money,
me temblaba la mano un poco.
And my hands shook a little bit.
Pero fui con el tesorero.
But I went to the treasurer,
y lo entregué.
And I turned the money into our treasurer.
Aquí está para el templo.
I said, here, so we began.
Y llegó una hermana y me dijo, pastor,
and a sister came and
como
said,
usted hizo eso,
just as you did that,
tengo una pequeña casita.
I got a small house.
Aquí están los títulos.
Here's the title to the house.
Véndalo para hacer.
Sell them to build a temple.
Con eso no se hace un templo.
We can't build the whole temple with
pero si se empieza algo.
But we began with something.
Porque lo poquito consagrado,
because the little bit that's,
es multiplicado para Dios.
Multiplied for God.
No digas,
don't say,
no tengo mucho.
I don't have,
no digas, no tengo talento.
Don't say, I don't have
lo que tú tienes,
what you have,
tu voz,
your voice,
tu servicio,
your service,
tu trabajo,
your work,
preséntalo a Dios.
Present it to God.
Y Dios lo tomará como esos peces, esos panes.
And God will take it like those loaves,
y de eso pequeño
and with something so small,
hará algo grande el Señor.
Something big,
muy grande.
Something very big,
allá afuera.
Outside.
Hay tu vecino que necesita.
There's your neighbor who needs
something. Anda, ve y dile. Anda, ve y dile. En Pantano. Ve y dile a tu vecino.
Go tell your neighbor.
En Pantano,
Pantano Church,
Dios tiene un propósito para ti.
God has a purpose.
Usa tus palabras.
Use your words.
Usa tus talentos.
Use your talents.
Usa lo que tienes.
Use what you have.
Y lo pequeño consagrado,
and the little bit that's
será multiplicado.
Shall be multiplied.
Puede estar en pie, por favor.
Please stand.
Un momentito.
Just for a moment, please stand.
Quiero aprovechar los últimos cinco minutos que tengo.
I want to take advantage of my last few minutes that I have.
Para si usted quiere decirle, Señor, es lo único que tengo, no tengo más.
If you want to say, Lord, this is all that I have and I have.
Y venir aquí al frente un minuto a presentarlo.
Real quick for one minute and present it.
Para orar por usted yo rápido.
So that I can pray for.
Puede venir si usted quiere.
You have something, you come.
Si usted quiere, tenemos cinco minutos nada más. Si quiere venir, yo quiero orar por usted.
Come up forward right here.
Si quiere quedar en su silla, levante sus manos.
You want to stay there also, that's fine. Lift
your hand up high. Pero si alguien quiere venir, venga aquí rápido.
Come down here real quick.
Empezamos a orar. Padre, gracias, Señor, porque eres bueno, porque eres grande, porque eres digno, Señor. Cierre tus ojos y oremos a Dios. Dile, Señor, presento en tu presencia lo que tengo, lo que tengo, te lo presento. Dile, multiplícalo, esto pequeño que yo tengo, hazlo grande.
Make it big.
No es mucho.
It's not a lot.
Pero Dios no requiere mucho.
But God will make
Dios
it
requiere. Dios requiere que lo que tú tengas lo presentes.
God wants what you have for you to present it to him.
Señor, gracias por esta iglesia de Pantano.
Lord, thank you for this.
Bendecimos
Pantano.
Sus vidas, bendecimos sus corazones.
We bless their hearts.
De una manera especial.
In a special way.
En este momento, Señor.
In this moment, Lord.
Te damos gracias porque eres
Lord.
Bueno, Señor.
Because he
porque
is
eres
good,
grande,
Lord.
Porque eres poderoso. Bendice, Señor. Para lo que has puesto.
Bless what you have put.
En las manos de cada uno de ellos. Ellos en este momento, en el nombre de Jesús, recibe la gloria, Señor Jesús. Gracias. Ahora quiero, para terminar, que todos tomen sus manos, y que le digamos a Dios, Señor, hazme sentir la realidad, hazme sentir la necesidad.
Let me feel the need
que hay en las naciones del mundo,
that is in the nations of this world,
que hay en Tucson,
that is in Tucson.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
Help us, Lord.
Bendícenos como iglesia.
Bless us as a church.
Prospéranos como iglesia.
Give us prosperity as a
church. Ayúdanos a seguir.
Help us follow.
En esta unidad.
In unity.
Como hermanos en Cristo.
As brothers in Christ.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Por lo que estás haciendo.
For what you are doing.
En nuestras vidas.
In our lives.
En este momento.
In this moment.
Bendice al que está a mi lado, díselo.
Bless the one that's to my side.
Ayúdalo.
Help them.
Que todos cumplamos el ministerio.
That we should all fulfill the ministry.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amén.
Gracias, hermanos.
Gracias.
Thank you. Gracias. Thanks, Pat. Great job. Please be seated. Wow. That little boy didn't have much, but he surrendered what he had, and God did incredible things. It's not about what we don't have. It's not about what we lack. It's about surrender. And I want to invite you to surrender and give whatever you have to God. We're going to Rocky Point in November. I want you to join us. You can sign up online. If you have questions, there's a table in the lobby. Don't say, well, I can't. Offer what you have to make a difference in people's lives. Maybe you can't go in November for just scheduling reasons, but you can sponsor somebody who wants to go but can't afford to go. Or there are 20 other missions that we're doing this year. These cards are available also in the lobby at the table. I want you to, if you can't go to Rocky Point, I want you to pick up this card and prayerfully say, God, where do you want me to go? Kenya, Ethiopia, Ghana, Southeast Asia, India, Peru. Multiple trips to those places. And then Mexico again in February. So I want you to pick up a card and I want you to say, God, I don't know what I'll do. I don't know how you use me, but I'm willing to surrender and go. I'm willing. We have a team that's leaving Monday, going to Kenya and Ethiopia. And that team will be at the table also, and their prayer cards will be there. And pray for them as they go. And each time we have a team going, we're going to be praying for them and that God will use whatever they have, that God will multiply that over and over and over as we join with our international partners to make a difference wherever they are. May we learn from Andrew that it's not what we don't have, it's what we have that God will use if we'll simply surrender it for His purposes. In just a moment, we're going to take communion. Communion is all about the Lord Jesus, who surrendered His life for our sake, to change our lives, to change this world. And as we come to communion, we not only in gratitude thank God for that, but we also surrender again, constantly surrendering whatever we have for God's purposes. After that, we'll take our offering. It's the same thing. It's not about what we don't have. It's all about what we have that we give to the Lord to truly make a difference. Let's pray. Father God, it is so easy for us to be like Philip and we calculate what we have and it's not enough. And we look at our own lives and we question our abilities. And God, we look at Andrew who said, no. God can take whatever we have and multiply it. God, teach us to be like Andrew, to have the faith of Andrew. God, help us to surrender in trusting You that You will do, that You will multiply what we lack. God, help us just simply to be obedient. In Jesus' name, amen.